It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff, and today we are talking the conversation of the most powerful weapons. And now, certainly, you know, when you think of powerful weapons, obviously you think of things like explosives,
boom,
or maybe guns and things like that. But I got one of maybe a wrench to throw in there. How about a pen, Jeff?
Yeah, I know you probably haven't seen the movie V is for Vendetta. And I remember they ask him, why won't you die? They've shot him a bazillion times. And he says, because ideas are bulletproof.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, it's so good. And you, in other words, you may kill me, but you can't kill the idea of what I've given other people.
Mm.
It's already happened, you know. And but absolutely,
I
yeah.
think there was actually a person that came to the earth pretty famous for that, wasn't there? Like Jesus, maybe?
Oh.
didn't they kill him for his ideas, but they live on long after?
Well, it was more than an idea. It was truth. And truth is dangerous, you know, especially for the lie. It changed the entire world. He, for the first time, let us all see what is as opposed to assume what we think is.
You know, it's kind of funny. I actually came across the meme today and it said, the world is so fake now that it hates the truth. And I thought to myself, well, the world's always hated the truth.
Right.
But now we're at a point in our own society and, you know, within the generations living today that we're able to see how much people hate the truth, to where back then the people living were able to see, and you can read about it now, how much people obviously hated the truth, right?
You know, I think the more you know, the more it does force you taking sides. You have to decide where you're going to land with what you've come to learn. And if in fact it is true, no matter whether you like it or not, what are you going to do with it? And I think that's the conundrum many of us are in today with our present day situations, which is probably the very same thing that happened decades and centuries and millennia ago. It's a repeating thing, right? Which will also be for the future, is the same conundrum, is what do you do? Not just knowing the truth, but what will you do with the truth you've uncovered?
Sure. And I mean, in terms of, you know, other weaponry, I would say, like, kind of right now, the gun debate is once again the hot topic issue of the day. I think it's easy when we see these just disturbing and disgraceful events take place, which, I mean, they most definitely are, to blame what we believe to possibly be the cause of the event, that being maybe the weapon used. But when you really stand back and think about that, what would that weapon have ever done on its own?
Right, yeah.
Nothing.
What you're really saying is that we are a society that does not want to take personal responsibility.
Correct.
And we love it when our leaders let people off the hook and they exploit an opportunity because everyone's traumatized by the event. Everyone hates what happened.
100%.
And so they capitalize on that with the mindset, let's take from the people something that has been in the way for a while now here in America, that's made them free because it enabled them to stand up against tyranny, not go hunting. That was the purpose of it. And so if we can take this Second Amendment, their right to protect and defend themselves, then we can fully control these
people. I just
wonder
why that Second Amendment right's there. Almost like they knew maybe people were going to need that.
I think they ran into that when they were here in America. If I'm not mistaken, that's really what tripped things off, is when the Redcoats came to disarm the colonists.
Hmm.
Go back and read those history books. It's kind of hard. You got to go back to the black and white pages because the stuff on the internet's kind of been sanitized.
You know, I would really have liked when I was back in high school if, you know, I didn't always pay the most attention and care that much about my grades per se. I was always the mindset of C's get degrees and kind of just get by. But, you know, I would have just loved, you know, like, hey, you failed this test because you were kind of an idiot and didn't study. And I could have just been like, well, actually, that was the fault of my Braille machine.
You wanted to blame something else.
Didn't put the answer in there right. Or, you know, like, I guess you could say, like, well, you know what? I failed this exam because it was my pencil. Anybody going to go for that?
No, I got the same problem with my obesity. I blame the fork and the spoon, you know? Or I blame
your closet shrinks your clothes up?
Yeah.
You know,
or that my clothes are too, they're too elastic and they allowed my fat to increase. And so that, it's not my fault, though. Whatever it is, it's not my fault.
Tell you what, those things only stretch so much and your belly's just going to be hanging out of them. That elasticity will snap like a rubber band. Keep it going.
Oh, man. Yeah, when I trip on nothing on the sidewalk, it's because the sidewalk is there. If it wasn't there, I wouldn't have tripped.
That's happened to me a few times, believe it or not. But, you know, I think we, in regards to those type of weapons of the that are being used here for these traumatic events and, you know, to play upon our emotions, because obviously who finds that to be okay? And the answer is next to no one. Who are these weapons ending up in the hands of? You know, there's plenty of law-abiding citizens who carry firearms, own firearms, and you don't hear a word about any of their firearms walking out of their homes and causing destruction, right?
Well, this would be a fun debate. I think this would be a completely separate podcast because there's so much to untangle in this, where we have been programmed to be repulsed by those who would carry a firearm, because we all know all weapons are dangerous.
Well, then we set up places with basically billboards on the side of the building that say weapons free zone, therefore giving someone who's already made up in their mind they're going to commit these horrible acts free access.
I think there's a country, I'm pretty sure today, over the pond, I won't name them, where you see only the government has the firearms and the people do not, and are the people free? And I don't care, pick one. That's how it's been. Mm-hmm. And slaves are not allowed to be armed, and they want you to be slaves. And until they disarm you, you will always be able to secure your freedom.
And it really seems like these type of events of, I mean, I'm not saying there weren't things like shootings, you know, maybe 50 years ago even, but since about the year 2000, it seems like they've increased tenfold. So it just makes me wonder what's changed.
Oh, I can tell you.
I think it's a serious issue of mental illness, personally.
Oh, absolutely. We've been programmed for at least, well, how long has the TV been on? We watch violent images all day long. We call that entertainment. We have excuses now made for people. Your parents are told, don't spank your children. It's bad. And if you spank them, we'll call CPS on you. So no discipline. So you let this child who's never heard no grow up to be an adult. What happens then? They can't restrain themselves. So you've got that going out of control. Then you got everyone on medication. How many medications are you taking?
Well, and what are the side effects and the outcomes of these medications? And I don't know that that's even...
SSRIs?
Much of these are so new and, you know, to the market that I don't even know that we really know the outcomes of all of the side effects of many of these medications.
They know this, that some of these medications that they give people who are suicidal, one of the side effects is it may cause them to commit...
suicide.
And it's why would you give them that? Mm-hmm. But anyway, my point is, then you take God out of everything. No, you're just an overgrown hairy ape, or no, hairless ape. That's what you are. Yeah, you're a hairless ape, and you came from pond scum. You know, there is no God. There is no morality. You can be God. You are God. Just right and wrong, whatever you think. Be an animal, but hey, do it right. What's right? Whatever you say.
But do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, these people that are perpetrating these events do seem to have some commonalities, I would say. Once again, we kind of talked last week about pattern recognition being key, and I think you see very similar patterns in many of the perpetrators of these activities.
The opening part was about the pen being mightier than the sword, right? And, you know, I think we're in a different era. I mean, it's kind of an extension of the pen. The difference was... the pen enabled your idea to be passed on to another generation or generations because it was preserved on that page. Mm-hmm. And now in this digital age, someone's got to come up with a new phrasing for it. But these very recordings do the same. Someone may, for example, take us out by accident or on purpose. But this digital print that we're sharing with our podcast people can be saved and shared for as long as there's a record. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the influence of and the mightiness of these podcasts or the pen, either way you look at it, is that why it's so powerful is rather than destroying your enemy, you have the opportunity to win your enemy over to the truth and have a friend and a companion to share with others the truth that we may change the world for the better, as opposed to just fighting and be opposed. And
well, that's what I was just going to ask you. Back in, you know, early societies, I would say the violence was much more rampant than it is today. I think we are way less violent than, you know, times have passed. And what did mass violence ever accomplish for the good?
I think you're right. There was a time in cultures where barbarianism was part of it. It was kind of like survival. The strongest wins, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really the opposite of the pen and the sword. The sword is all about the strongest man wins, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas the pen is more about let the best idea win, and we surround ourselves around that. So, but yes, I would say as a whole, societies have gotten better, but it's those few, I want to call them psychopaths, that we allow to lead us, that it's where it gets a little crazy because the violence that they
influence or perpetrate.
It's right there because they put it within a veil of this goodness. Like, you know, for example, I hate to use things from the headlines, but how we ourselves don't want to be involved in a war, but we're funding one right now overseas. We're taking a side. We're funding one side.
So technically we're involved.
We are, yeah, by proxy, right. But we're involved.
But for what purpose?
Control. Mm-hmm. And again, we have psychopaths who are in power, and we don't want to acknowledge that because that makes us uncomfortable. I mean, you wouldn't let some crazy man drive the bus you and your family are on, right? You'd get off the bus.
I hope so.
Anyways. And here's the problem we have. What bus can we get on to get off the crazy train? I don't know. And it's scary, but you know, I know that we got an election coming up, and listen, this is the mighty way. We got to wise up. The pen is mightier than the sword, and let me tell you, it works both ways. Propaganda. We every year have to all of us sift through the garbage, not just go with brand names, but what is the actual idea we're being sold? And don't be naive. We're not often given everything that they're going to do with whatever policies. This TikTok bill is a good example. It sounds good on the surface, but when you dig deep, it's all about destroying and censoring any kind of any form of dissent.
Sounds a lot like the digital version of the Patriot Act.
Yes, absolutely. And listen, this happens every 4 years. We go through these election cycles, and there's a lot of things penned and a lot of things said that are not true, but it's just as a lie can be just as powerful.
And have we ever had a freedom taken for us or from us that we've just naturally been given back?
Well, they said, just kidding. Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to. Yeah, didn't they rescind the Patriot Act?
No, I don't think so.
No, you sure?
No, I mean, sure.
They're for us. They're not against us.
I think, too, in regards to these weapons, I think it is long past time there is a serious conversation within the country, within the people of the country, that mental illness is a real circumstance and a real issue that people are dealing with, and how we are treating it also is of equal importance.
What we've done, and I forget what year it was, but it's in your lifetime, my lifetime. I remember it. I just can't remember what my age was, where they started closing down the asylums and they started putting those people on the streets. And then what we did as a society within the last 10 years, we started to advocate in a negative way and defend mental illness as just a quirk or even something that it's to be desired. It used to be that gender dysphoria was a disorder. Now it's a lifestyle.
Mm.
Right? So it's like all these things. And listen, there are many in that category. If you go look it up, it's hard to find because it's censored. But a lot of people who in their teenage years had gender dysphoria and began taking the pills, maybe had the surgery, and now they regret it because they got through it. It was a cycle they were going through where they were confused, disoriented. And hello, again, the propaganda, the mighty lie through the pen or the voice, the digital print, the video too, convinced them that this was cool. It was attractive. This is something I want to do because this idol that I look up to does this. And they outgrow it and go, this isn't me.
Or at least proclaims they do that.
Right. And so they're pushing.
Imagine what a burden that would be if you're dealing with something like that. And I mean, there's plenty of other things besides gender dysphoria.
Oh, sure,
just
sure.
Just for the example here of dealing with that and trying to, you know, come to the realization of how you deal with this struggle per se. And then on top of that, you're being fed medication and then you're being fed constantly. Like you said, this is a lifestyle for you. And at the same time, feeling that maybe this isn't a lifestyle. Imagine the back and forth, basically tennis match that would be going on in your brain 24/7.
Oh, it must be impossible. I am so sympathetic for people who are struggling with this because on top of the propaganda. Now you've got hormones you're being given that, again, further make it difficult. You got a authority figure in the form of a counselor who's telling you this is right. And it feels good in the short term, but it only pushes you further and further into a dark hole. And it's just hard because for these people to find their way out, it's difficult because people like you and I are being censored or forced to feel like we need to censor ourselves, be afraid to speak out. And so who do these people have to help them find their way out of it, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, we were just talking before the show started about, I go, really, is TikTok that bad of a, I know there's the whole Chinese ownership thing that people don't like, but TikTok's algorithms are brilliant in the sense of it just shows you things that you like, and like it gets a great understanding of you, which I think could be kind of scary at times because it may start to know you better than you know you in terms of, man, I didn't even realize I was, you know, following that so much, but here I keep seeing it.
You mean it gives you the content you've already looked up?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the algorithm said, the AI says, oh, you like this, so here's some more.
What is that, To Kill a Mockingbird? In the book, it says something along the lines of people generally see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear. I kind of think the algorithm basically placates that.
Well, again, there's parts of this that we agree. Like you just said, there's BlackRock and other different companies who are buying up our property. We don't like that, and we shouldn't like that. We're slowly selling off our country, you know, to other countries through corporations. And yeah, we're seeing things pieced out and we don't like it and we don't know what a solution is. And then some leader stands up and says, I have a solution, which always ends up being taking more of your freedoms.
I'll tell you what, I think people are maybe getting the right idea for how we can, if maybe not put a complete stop to this type of thing, certainly slow it down. And that's the situation that's been going on with Bud Light. They made the commercial that I think many people were not on board with and were not happy about, totally alienated their base. And I think I saw over the weekend they've lost already like $5 billion in market value.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like it or love it or hate it, money is what drives most, if not all, decision making. People are going to see now, like, this, the company goes down drastically in value. I think these large corporations are really going to hesitate before pushing this stuff in front of people when they know that this could take us out of the game.
Well, I'm pretty sure they've got people, think tanks in place that will be there to make sure they control the narrative of how they do it in the future, for sure. It has amazed me at how that little, I mean, it's not little, but we've been having this lifestyle and situation being crammed down our throat for years now. And it kind of blows me away that this was the breaking point. I'm glad, don't get me wrong, I'm glad there was a breaking point, but I'm kind of shocked. Let me say it this way. It didn't happen through the church. It happened through regular folk who said, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what blows my mind. And so, and if you're a Christian listening to this podcast, you need to wake up, because in the absence of your voice, in the absence of you speaking out, in the absence of you using your pen that's mightier than the sword, others are doing it in your place. And listen, there are people who are leading us. Again, I've said it many times. There are people leading us. And we have the corner on the market of on truth. If you believe that, you have an obligation to share that truth to help steer us as a country, as a world, to truth, as opposed to where somebody else may take us.
I kind of think these movements really accelerated and started to speed up. You know, there's kind of books like Becoming Michelle that came out, and this movement kind of seemed to really increased tenfold from there, and seems to be getting more and more radical, seemingly by the day almost. Ultimately, you know, from the times of, certainly you could start with the Bible, you know, the text that was written there and how it's lasted and endured through, you know, out generations, as well as, you know, more recently within the confines of just the United States alone, our country, our Constitution, all of that was written and given to us, as you said earlier, to last for generations to come and be guiding principles and to show, you know, these are your rights, these are where they come from, these are how they're upheld. You know, radical violence or movements or ideologies didn't accomplish any of those things. rather common sense policy and doing what was best for all, I think, kind of instituted the ideas behind that pen. And I think that's why you've seen them withstand for as long as they have.
Yeah, I hope this generation can see the pattern, because what we've got to figure out is our own personal role in that. So we have these books, and we have, again, messages that have been passed down to us. The question I want to ask each of us is, how are you doing your part to perpetuate that process by passing it to the next generation? How are you expressing it? Because if you don't, there'll be a generation coming up that won't know what we've known.
A lost generation, for sure. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.